the popular Montclair Jazz Festival is just hours away. The annual summer event at Nishwane Park helps the Jazz House Kids program. WBGO Media fellow Al Antomite reports the kids and adults involved have been hard at work.
Jazz House Kids is a place where we use Jazz America's homegrown music as a teaching tool to develop who we are as people.
That was Melissa Walker, founder and president of Jazz House Kids, a grassroots jazz school for young people which has gained a reputation as one of the nation's preeminent arts education and performance organizations. Ted Chubb is the director of the kids' workshop that leads into the festival.
It's really a unique experience where there is all ages, all levels, from 12 years old beginning to 18 years old, where we see some of the best young musicians in the country and the world playing jazz and learning about jazz. The first week is all about preparation, and the second week is all about performance. The finale is the Montclair Jazz Festival, which really serves as their final celebration of all their hard work for the 2 weeks.
Walker says Jazz House Kids was created to provide young people with guidance and a positive influence as they grow into the adults they will become.
They're going to go on and be creative people working at a very high level. They're going to know what it means to work extremely hard, to have a goal, to work with others, to be expressive, to be flexible. And so we actually feel that jazz at this time really reflects so much of what we need to tackle as people, as citizens, that idea of working as a collective, and that idea that right now it's important to be inclusive and it's important to allow people to express who they are but also have to work together. So Jazz House Kids was formed 15 years ago with that mission in mind. And so we take jazz into schools here at the Jazz House and in the community to really celebrate this music and to build global citizens and community leaders with the young people that we work with.
In its eighth year, it continues to get bigger by drawing more and more people. Festival director Christian McBride tells us more.
The Montclair Jazz Festival actually started out originally as just a performance for all of our students, which ends our two-week summer camp. We didn't even have a piano at the festival at that time. We just played like a little keyboard. And then as time progressed, we started inviting more people to come and play for our students, and then it turned into a full-fledged festival. As artistic director, my vision was to never to let this festival get away from its original concept, and that concept was to feature our children. This is for them. You know, the international stars, you know, like a Dede Bridgewater or Cyrus Chestnut, those are some of the people who are coming to perform at the festival this year. That's the cherry on top, but the main Sunday is our kids and our faculty who will also be playing.
The Montclair Jazz Festival is a no tickets required all day event, open to any and everyone.
Who's invited? Anybody who can get to Montclair. Anybody who can get to Nishwane Park, starting at 12 noon on August the 12th.
I'm Al Antomite, WBGO News.